to attain Allah Ta'ala's ma'rifah, to attain Allah Ta'ala's nearness, to get close to Allah, there are many ways, many methods, many paths. Rather, every breath, more than the number of breaths of a person, there are ways and means to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. More than the number of breaths of a person. But despite this fact, that a wali of Allah, a person who is close to Allah, any wali of Allah, any pious person, when he starts to undertake that journey to get close to Allah, then there's one definite practice amongst all of that. And everyone, there is no friend of Allah in the history of mankind. Never will you read about it or hear about it, or those who are present and alive today. And despite there are so many ways to reach Allah Ta'ala, but there's no way that they will discard this path or this way. And it's not that they are ignorant of this path, and this is lazim and a must and compulsory in order to reach Allah Ta'ala's nearness. And what is that path? That is the practice of dhikr of Allah. Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, Allah's remembrance, is such an action that everyone who has passed away in the past and who is living now, existing, who is close to Allah, is doing dhikr in abundance. All other things are present, but dhikr of Allah is the main action. Whenever you look at the life of any wali of Allah, every wali's life will have dhikr as a intrinsic part of life, critical part of their lifestyle. Alhamdulillah, we gather on the night of Jumu'ah, we come for dhikr. What's the reason that we gather and we come together? And until the day of judgment, these majalis will continue in the same way somewhere. Because always in the world, Allah Ta'ala's dhikr is taking place and will take place. There will be majalis, khankas will be there, and people will go to the khankas until Qiyamah for Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. And the people who live until Qiyamah, until that time, they will definitely be implementing the practice of dhikr. So this is our good fortune. Alhamdulillah, that Allah Ta'ala has given us this path and put it into our destiny. For example, you want to travel somewhere, there's no bus. You're standing at the bus stop and a bus comes and it tells you on the front that this bus is going to where you want to go to. How great and happy a time it will be. So Allah Ta'ala has given us His dhikr, His remembrance. He's kept us alive, healthy. He's given us His remembrance. And this is the path through which a human being reaches to the nearness of his Lord. And what's the reason that we are assembled to do dhikr and the other awliya Allah have done this and we ourselves haven't chosen? It's not due to our efforts. It's not that anyone guided or I guided. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned and praised this in the Quran. Allah has explained this, that why is the dhikr of Allah performed? And we read these verses, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkuru Allah dhikran kathira wasabbihu bukratan wa asila. So the first reason, my friends, for remembering Allah, Allah Himself is mentioning in the Quran, that why does my creation do my dhikr? Why is it performed? Allah Ta'ala has given a hukam, order to the people of Iman to do dhikr. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. Allah says, do my remembrance in abundance, lots and lots. Bukratan wa asila. Do it, and do it in the different parts of the day. It's lazim on the human being to do dhikr. Compulsory. If someone says to me, why do you do dhikr? Because Allah has ordered us in the Quran to do it. It's not my hobby. It's not my choice. End of story. I don't do dhikr. Okay, that's your choice. But Allah Ta'ala has ordered in the Quran. Just like Allah Ta'ala has ordered the rest of the things, this is also an order. This is also something that Allah Ta'ala has given to us and prescribed to us. Allah Ta'ala says clearly, do my dhikr, remember me. It's simple, straightforward statement. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. O you people of Iman, remember me and in abundance. And obviously the person who does dhikr will have Iman, isn't it? Because Allah is linking it in this verse. The reflection of Iman is dhikr. The meaning, the basis, the physical demonstration of Iman is a person does dhikr. And if you do dhikr, not just dhikr, do kathira. Allah said in the verse, always, consistently, regularly. Why? For this reason, We are given the guidance here, the direction here, that how many ni'mas of Allah are there in the universe? In the universe, can you start to count? You will never be able to count Allah's rewards and gifts and ni'mas. It's kathir. So if the ni'mas are kathir, then dhikr should also be kathir. Isn't it? Allah Ta'ala has done a favor to us, massive favor, that every gift of Allah in our life, Allah will ask us about on the Day of Judgment. It's a favor of Allah on our lives, and the favor, we have to repay that in the hereafter. We have to reply, we have to repay. How can we repay the favors of Allah? How? Have we got power? So many ni'mas in the universe, I don't even know myself what are the ni'mas Allah has given. They rain down every second, countless, numerous, infinite, on every human being. They are infinite ni'mas. So when Allah says to me on the Day of Judgment, repay me for my favors, what will I say? So if Allah Ta'ala says, my ni'mas are kathir and kathira, in the same way I said to do my dhikr kathir and kathira, to repay. And even then you can't repay. So with every ni'mah of Allah, you do dhikr of Allah. So Allah has given us His special grace and mercy, that tomorrow when we stand in front of Allah on the Day of Judgment, and Allah will say to me, repay my favors. And I'll say, Allah, I was doing dhikr kathira to try to repay your favors. You gave me your ni'mahs and I kept on remembering you. And this is what should be happening in parallel. Parallel. Allah rains down His mercies on us and we keep doing His dhikr at the same time. Isn't it? Imagine. So we will be then saved from a difficult questioning on the Day of Judgment. Whoever is a dhakir, he will be saved. Allah will say, ah, yes, you understood the bargain. I gave you kathir and kathira, treasures, and you did my dhikr. I didn't need your dhikr. Why did I say to you, all my creation, to do dhikr, kathir and kathira? Why? Because today when you're standing in my court and I'm asking you, and you have nothing that you could fulfill and repay the favors I gave to you. So I said to you that remember, keep doing dhikr, and I am giving you these ni'mas, these gifts and these rewards. Otherwise you will regret, and today you will have to regret on the Day of Judgment. So should we do dhikr or not now after we understand this point? Of course we should, straightforward, isn't it? 1 + 1 = 2. Simple, isn't it? Why we do dhikr? Do you understand now why we do dhikr? Or why do the walis of Allah do dhikr? Why is it necessary to do dhikr? Those people who are following the path of Allah, they are sensitive, they have emotion, recognition. They are not people with rock hearts or hard hearts. They are sensitive. They have an understanding, feelings, emotions. They know and are aware of what's happening around them. And they have this feeling and recognition that they are created by Allah. So when, for example, a human being favors you or me, then we repay the favor. We feel it. If somebody favors me, then we should never keep the favor of someone, because we feel and are aware and recognize that this person favored me or this person helped me. And you'll never forget. And a friend of Allah will never forget a favor. Why? Whoever has favored him or helped him or assisted him, he will never forget. And as much as he can, he will repay the favor, return the favor. And that's how sensitive is a friend of Allah. So if a human being is like this, then imagine how Allah is. When we take Allah's ni'mas and Allah has given us all the rewards and the gifts in our life every day, and the person who's sensitive, he should be afraid. Oh, how will I repay Allah's favors? So much He's given to me. So Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira wasubbihu bukratan wa asila, that keep doing my dhikr and inshallah you will be repaying my favors. Allah says, repaying my favors. Understand what I'm saying? So this is a very good thing, alhamdulillah. So when a person repays Allah Ta'ala's ni'mas alongside that with dhikr in parallel, Allah stays pleased with His create, with His servant, and Allah gives him more. So if you don't do enough dhikr, then you're less grateful to Allah and you're less repaying the favors to Allah, and that's the least you will get. And then you'll have problems in the world and issues in the world and worries in the world. So the best way to have a great life is do dhikr as much as you can. If you want a comfortable life, smooth life, happy life, good destiny, good qismat, remove all your problems and worries, then do dhikr of Allah as much as you can. Do you understand? As much as you can. So Allah says, that's why I tell you to do my dhikr. The rest Allah says, I have no need for your dhikr. Allah says, I don't benefit from your dhikr. I don't have that desire for that you need to do my dhikr for my benefit. Do it in the morning or in the evening, bukratan wa asila, or in the day. Allah says, I don't desire this for my benefit. Allah says, it's for your benefit so you can be saved on the Day of Judgment. So when a person becomes lazy, doesn't feel like doing dhikr, wants to leave dhikr, straight to understand, shaitan is dragging me into the dark corner in the hereafter. Ah, beware, I've just eaten my chapatis. I've just had bread. I've just eaten food. And I remember the words of my sheikh. My sheikh was very ill. He was in his room, in his hujra. And his hands were shaking and he was hungry for a few days. And after some days, somebody gave him some roti, chapati with water, and he dipped it in the water and ate, and his hand was shaking. And the time came for adhan, salah, and Hazrat started to stand, and he was standing with difficulty. Then somebody said, Hazrat, at the moment, jamaat, congregation is not fard on you. You can pray jamaat here, you can lead the salah. How will you go to the masjid? And the words, should I tell you, those people who have an awareness? He said, that rub the tukar, I had the rub, my Lord gave me this piece of bread, and I eat it, and I don't repay his favor, and don't go into sajda to be grateful. He said, I can't do this, no way, I have to go to pray salah. I have to. So what is this? This is how the wali, the person who remembers Allah, is so aware and conscious that Allah's given me this food and I've bitten it and chewed it and it's gone in my stomach and I can't repay this favor. How will I repay it on the day of judgment? What will I have to give to Allah on the day of judgment to show that I was grateful? Look at this. So when you feel lazy, you don't want to do dhikr, you think I shouldn't do dhikr, I don't need to do dhikr, it's not necessary, straight away turn to your Lord. Think about all his ni'mah. He's given me sleep, the bed, the mattress, comfort, warmth. How many millions of people are there in the world who don't have what I've got? I've got this that they don't have. I've got this problem, I've got this issue or this worry number one or two. But in comparison to this, look how much Allah's given me. A nice home, a roof on my head, and I leave his dhikr. How will I be grateful for these things Allah's given me? It's straight away you run into dhikr. Take the tasbih and remember Allah. And the next point that Allah Ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا وَصُبِّهُ بُكْرَةً وَسِيلًا يُسَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ Subhanallah. And what's the other reason that we do dhikr of Allah? For reward, for thawab. Don't we want thawab? Of course we want thawab. Everybody wants thawab. So the next thing is, one is to repay Allah Ta'ala, to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not repay, but to be grateful. And those who do dhikr, secondly, they get massive reward. Allah says in this verse of the Quran, the reward, yusalli. Yusalli alaykum wa malaikatahu. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala says that I give thawab to those who do my dhikr. And what is the thawab? Allah Ta'ala says that I send my rahmah, my mercy on those people. You're doing dhikr. Subhanallah. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkuru Allah dhikran kathira. Allah says my rahmah will come to you. And we say we are sinners. It doesn't matter how much you're a sinner. But if you're doing Allah Ta'ala's dhikr due to his mercy, then you are getting the reward. Allah Ta'ala says, oh Allah, I've committed this sin. I'm a bad person. I'm sinful. But Allah, he is the Khaliq, the Qadir. And if he wasn't happy, then he wouldn't even give us the tawfiq to do his dhikr. When he's given us dhikr, then he'll give us rahmah, he'll give us mercy. And this is his promise in the Quran. Yusalli alayka. If I say, no, I'm a sinner, and I've committed so many sins, I'm not worth it. Why should I do dhikr? How will Allah give me his mercy? And after doing dhikr, I'm not going to get reward. Then this is a person who's ungrateful. He's great. But Allah's promising in this verse, that it doesn't matter how you are my creation. And it's me who gives the reward. Why are you looking towards your sins? Allah says, I've brought you towards that action for which I've promised in the Quran that if you do my dhikr, I'll give to you. Allah Ta'ala says, I have the power and I'm the Qadir. If you think that this is difficult, that means you don't accept me as the Qadir, Allah says. You don't accept me as your Rabb. You don't accept that I will give to you everything. Subhanallah. So those people, at those minutes, at that time when you're doing Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, then you should be awaiting Allah Ta'ala's rahmat and mercy. Whoever's sitting here, me, sinful person like me, you good people, that we will leave this gathering with Allah Ta'ala's rahmat most definitely. وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَسِيلًا هُوَ الَّذِي يُسَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَةُ Allah says, doesn't matter how you do it, when. هُوَ الَّذِي يُسَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ Allah Ta'ala promises in the Quran, no condition. Allah says, you remember me and my rahmat will come to you. Don't look at your sins, you're a bad person, you've done bad things. Now at this moment you're doing dhikr, don't be put off by shaitan and your thoughts. No, this is how many people do dhikr. Many people in the world say, Allah is Fazal, Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. Allah Ta'ala has opened a big door for us, a massive door. Allah says, it's me who blesses you and his angels bless you, that he will bring you forth from darkness into light. Allah says, I don't look at your sins, I don't look at your hal, are you sinful, or what's the status of your life, or what's around you. Allah says, I don't need to do this. My rahmah is coming to being. I say, put the tasbih in this person's hand, let him do give him the tawfiq of dhikr. You start doing my dhikr, and my rahmah will come. Allah says, yusalli alaykum. Allah Ta'ala's promise is fulfilled. Allah promises in the Quran. Allah, huwa alladhi yusalli alaykum. And then look Allah Ta'ala's rahmah. Rahmah, Allah saying, my rahmah, I'll give you rahmah. Allah Ta'ala says, I can say that there's no description, we cannot define in words what is rahmah, mercy. Rahmah, when we say rahmah, then all of the greatness comes into that. You're eating food, Allah's rahmah. You're eating food, rahmah. You're wearing clothes, rahmah. You have a car, rahmah. You are sleeping, Allah's rahmah. You got money, Allah's rahmah. Everything is rahmah, rahmah of Allah. Everything in every form and every way, we got rahmah of Allah in our life. So if Allah's giving rahmah, then He's giving us everything at that time to the dhakir. That's why the dhakirin are rich, wealthy people in the hereafter. They will be the most richest people on the Day of Judgment and in paradise. Are the dhakirin in this world who do Allah Ta'ala's dhikr. They will be the most wealthiest people in the hereafter. Yusalli alaykum. Allahu Akbar. And if we want to see the Allah Ta'ala's rahmah to the upper limit, extreme, if you want to see Allah's rahmah, what is that rahmah? Then Allah Ta'ala has explained that to us as well. That for you, the extreme rahmah Allah says is what? هُوَ الَّذِي يُسَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَةَ إِلَّا يُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَةِ إِلَى نُورٍ وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. Allah says that I forgive you. That's my upper limit of my rahmah. What do we need after this? Who is being told this? يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. He who does dhikr with iman, not those who have no iman, they're doing dhikr sitting in maraqabah, or there are many people who don't have iman, I'm doing dhikr. No, what's the condition? First, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. First you have to have belief in the heart, only then can you do dhikr, isn't it? So Allah's mercy, when a person's a dhakir, what's the other flip side of it? First is the hukam, the order, that O you who believe, remember Allah with much remembrance. Not advice, not a hint, order. Remember me with much abundance. Then Allah Ta'ala says, هُوَ الَّذِي يُسَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ. Allah Ta'ala says that all of the angels, all of my angels, Allah Ta'ala is not saying the special angels or 1,000, 2,000, 300, 400. Now open number. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah says, it's me who blesses you and the angels who bless you. This could be millions and millions and billions. You don't believe what I'm saying? The Quran. We are such people, we down. Oh, I only do a bit of dhikr and I'm getting all of this. Can I see it? How do I know? And a sister will be sitting. How can it be that Allah is giving this to me? Doesn't look like I'm getting this reward. But in the day of judgment, we will see. She will see. We will see. He will see. That how many a person has so many doubts. Shaitan. How can it be that I'm doing dhikr and I'm getting all this reward? Even though the verses of the Quran say this nothing. How can this be? Is this real? Allah is saying such a big reward. هُوَ الَّذِي يُسَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ. Allah says, me and my angels. I've told you what my mercy is. So what is the mercy of the angels? Allah says, all of the angels. When you're doing dhikr on your own in the majlis, etc. Allah Ta'ala says that because you're remembering me, because the people are doing dhikr, Allah Ta'ala says, I love and I have love for the dhakir. The relationship between Allah's creation and Allah the creator, the means for creating and attracting Allah's love is dhikr. Like if I say that you and me, between us two, there's a relationship of love. That when you come to me, you bring to me something, have some beautiful fragrance on your body. So when you come to me, you look good to me and I will have affection for you. So that fragrance, that nice smell, is the means to the love and the connection between, say, me and that person. So if I put that condition down, that whenever you come, you need to have a nice smell. And that will be the means to the connection between us two. Yeah? So if I say to you that that come, when you come to me or when I see you, I need to see you wearing blue or wear a green color. And when I see that, I like that and I really feel that you look good at that time because you have the blue clothes or the green clothes. So what's the means for the love? Is the blue color. So Allah Ta'ala says that when my servant, between me and my servant, the means to my love and our connection, say it loudly, is what? Say it loudly. Dhikr. Do you understand my point? Easy, isn't it? So Allah Ta'ala says that the condition for my love, if you want my love, is dhikr. And Allah says the angels, they depend on me, they keep looking at me, that who does Allah like, who does Allah love, so that we can love them as well, we can like them as well. That's their duty, 24 hours, 7 days a week, all the time. That's their duty. They're close to Allah, they're looking in the world. Who's close to Allah? And when they see that Allah Ta'ala likes someone, they run to that person, they love that person, they have affection. So Allah Ta'ala says, this my servant, he does my dhikr and my love is for that person. Then all the angels in the heavens, the skies, on the earth, in their hearts, there's full of the love for that person at the same time who Allah Ta'ala loves. And you don't believe what I'm saying? Then read the Quran. Allah says, Yusalli alaykum. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala says their heart is full. Huwalladhi yusalli alaykum wa malaikatuhu. Allah says that the hearts of the angels are full with the love for that man and woman. Brother and sister who do dhikr of Allah. Allah says, I send my rahmah and their hearts are full of love for that person. So their rahmah also comes towards that person, the dhikr. So what's the difference between Allah's rahmah and the angels? Because Allah is Rabb and they are the angels. They are makhluk, they are creations. What do they do? That any man who does dhikr and they love and they become compassionate and say, Allah, they have so much love for that person. They do a tasbih. That the person who's doing dhikr on the earth, the brother, the sister, the man, the woman, the majlis who are doing dhikr, the dhakirin, they say Allah, they do dua to Allah then. This is the rahmah of the angels for the dhakirin. They say, Allah, forgive these people. Forgive this person. He's remembering you. They start doing tasbih istighfar on behalf of the dhakirin. They do, but Allah forgive this person. Allah forgive this person. Allah forgive this person. Allah forgive these sins. Allah forgive these sins. And then the next point. They say, Allah release this person from Jahannam. Allah release this person from the hellfire. And the angel then focus to Allah. Allah, these servants of yours, they're doing dhikr. Allah, forgive them and remove their sins and eliminate their sins and save them from hellfire. Free them from hellfire. Take them far from hellfire, Allah. They're doing this tasbih. Then they say further, Allah, take them to the highest level in paradise. This is the dua. Yusalli alaykum. Allah says, Huwalladhi yusalli alaykum. This is the meaning of this verse, brothers. And the angels will then say, Allah, take this person out of hellfire. Remove his sins, forgive him or her, put them into the highest level of Jannah. And the next dua is the greatest. First dua for release from hellfire, then dua to reach to paradise. Then they say, next step, Allah, their mother, father, wife, children, grandparents, everyone who's related to this person, they write down the list of the relations. They'll say, Allah, and also send the relations also with this person into paradise. Allah, you're doing dhikr and your father's forgiven, who has nothing, who's an empty box, your father. He didn't do anything. But your mother, she's been forgiven. She didn't pray Salah in her life. Why? Because the son, he's doing the work. Dhikr, oh, subhanAllah. What effort the walis of Allah did for us. They've taught us these are gifts that you get from the company of Wali of Allah. You say, why should I go to the majlis? Why go to the wali? If I had not gone to my sheikh, the company of my sheikh, then would I have learned what is dhikr? Would I be sitting here today? No. Then, should we not run to the majlis? We say, there are other people, there are peers and so-called sheikhs. You don't learn dhikr, you don't learn sunnah, but you can get everything else from there, as much as you can find there. But the wali Allah, the true sheikh, you will learn from his gathering what will benefit you on the day of judgment that you cannot get from any place in the world. And Hazrat Sahib, mashallah, taught me that. He taught me the name of Allah. And due to his sadaqah, you, mashallah, are doing the dhikr as well. So this is what we need to see. The angels say, Allah, release this person from hellfire. Forgive his sins. Give him tawbah. Allow him or her to repent. Send them into paradise. Not just for paradise, Allah. When they go into paradise, their mother should go, father should go, grandma should go, granddad should go, children should go, son should go, daughter should go, wife should go. And they will all go. Free of charge. What a great dua of the angels. And here's another point. لِيُخْرِجُهُمْ the angels. وَالَّذِي يُسَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah loved this dua of the angels. That Allah Ta'ala encapsulated it in this verse. Allah Ta'ala says, لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. In such a way, a style, a form of the dua, Allah Ta'ala has revealed this verse in such a way that their dua was mentioned. And then Allah Ta'ala said, لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. I've accepted the dua of the angels. I've taken this person out of the darkness and put him into the light. Allah says, take. Liyukh. Allah says, liyukhrijakum. Take, take. Allah Ta'ala says, in other words, I've accepted the dua. The angels made that dua. I've taken you out of hellfire. Where from? Allah says, from dhulamat. From the darkness. Allah says, I'll bring you forth from darkness into light. Tawbah. So first you come out of Jahannam. Your sins are forgiven. Tawbah is accepted. Then you put into paradise to the highest level. And then after doing dhikr, we'll go back in the world. Then come back. Then go back in the world. So another thing, Allah, always every second, give this person such a situation and environment that dhulamat, the darkness, sins from bidat, innovation, waste of time, life, save this person, Allah. And their heart should never feel to go to nonsense, waste of time activities. Save these people because they don't know the punishments for wasting time and how they'll have to repay that time in the Day of Judgment. So Allah says, لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah opens the path of guidance and takes them away from diversion, deviation, sin, guna, darkness, bidat. Allah Ta'ala takes his servant far from that. And Allah says, I like your dhikr so much and I've accepted the dua of the angels. لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. The sisters and the brothers who are doing dhikr, Allah opens the path of hidayah for them. Very few people are there who do dhikr and that they come off the tracks. No, if he drops, Allah Ta'ala takes him up again. If he drowns, Allah Ta'ala takes him up again. Because Allah Ta'ala has promised in the Quran about his dhikr, for the sake of his dhikr, لِيُخْرِجَكُم مِّنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah promises this. So, look how much Allah Ta'ala has accepted the dua. And then Allah Ta'ala says, this is one dua. Allah Ta'ala, and the day of judgment, in the hereafter, Allah Ta'ala says that I will take these people away from fear. I will take these people away from fear. This is the dua. This is all you see in the lives of the walis of Allah, because they did dhikr. So what a big dua. So what will happen when Allah Ta'ala accepts this dua, that at that time when a person is a dhakir and he's passing away from this world, dying. Listen, brothers, when a dhakir who does Allah's dhikr is passing away, at that time he's passing away, then so many angels come to him. Because they love him. They know that this person, man and woman, is a dhakir. So the angels descend from the heavens. And they know this man, this woman, all day, all night during his life, they're doing dua for that person. So don't they know this person's about to pass away and die? His ruh is going to come. So what do? They come. And you know, that khawf, fear and grief, that at the time when a person's dying, when his ruh is being extracted, malakul maut, like ours will come out. And when a person's dying, the ruh is extracted, it comes from the upper body, down through the feet. And the person who is good and pious, he will die an easy death. For example, if I say to you, go to this country, and you'll think, oh, I've got my ticket, when's the plane, I have to travel, I'll go to that country, what kind of house will I live in, where will I stay, how will I eat, will people like me? And they say, no, you'll be fine, go. And you feel a little bit worried, isn't it? Concerned. And people encourage you, don't worry, don't be, you'll be fine, there's other humans there, you can live there. But no, I don't know the language, I was living easily, I have to move away now, where will I go to eat, and will I get a job, and will I be accepted by the community, and etc., will I be an outcast? When a person's dying, he's moving from one dunya to the next dunya, and there's no one to help him, and he's feeling grief and he's feeling fear and worry. So the angels come. Why? They say to him first, don't worry, don't worry. They encourage him, don't worry, why are you worrying? What are you scared about? We're with you, we're assisting you, we're telling you, you've got no problems, no worry, no grief. Allah's forgiven you, and you've got Jannah to come after you die. And sometimes the angels, they bring the gifts of Jannah with them, the smell, they show him things. So while he's dying, they show him, because they're trying their best that he doesn't worry, and he becomes so happy, the dying person, that he dies while he's smiling and he goes into paradise. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So isn't it good you're doing dhikr now? So why do you get all these rewards? Due to doing dhikr of Allah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Think, brothers, we should be so grateful. Shouldn't we be so grateful to Allah? That how much will we succeed without the dhikr of Allah? What if we die and pass away from this world without dhikr? Being ignorant people, forgetful of our Lord. We could be like common people. The whole dunya is passing away. Dunya is passing away. And many people, they've never done dhikr, never gone to a majlis of dhikr, never sat down, never recited anything, never thought about it. So is this something we should be fussy about? Oh, should we beg to someone, do dhikr, come, please do dhikr. We've come to dhikr. Should we be proud of this? Rather than complaining to the person who's calling us, we should be grateful. We should have extreme love, and we should say that you've given me a big favor, brother, you called me to dhikr, I owe you a big, big favor. Subhanallah. So the angels will give him good news, that don't worry, O departing person, you're forgiven, you're jannati, why are you worried? Don't fear, don't have no grief, no worries, no distress, you're jannati. Then Allah Ta'ala says, Subhanallah. After this, oh my servant, Allah Ta'ala says, wa kana bil mu'minina rahima. That you, can you imagine my love, that how I love the mu'min? Allah says, وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. That how much I love and have shafqat and affection and closeness to the ummati of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Can you imagine Allah Ta'ala says? That this dhikr I've given you, the tawfiq to do my dhikr, is for one reason. That I love you so much, that I gave you such an amal, that all of the rewards in under the sun you can earn through this amal. And you run from it? You run from it, you don't feel like doing it? Your heart doesn't feel like doing it? Why do you run from it? Allah says, this is a taste of my love, that I've given you my permission to do my dhikr. That Allah says, I give you such an amal and action, that see how the rewards take you to the heights. Look at the list we've discussed. Allah Ta'ala says, I love you, you're my creation, and I gave you this taste of my enjoyment of my love, because you have belief in me. Aha. Then Allah says, تَحِيَّتُهُمْ يَوْمَ يَلْقَوْنَهُ سَلَامٌ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَرِيمًا. Allah says, تَحِيَّتُهُمْ يَوْمَ يَلْقَوْنَهُ. What does this mean? Aha. Their salutation on the day when they shall meet Him. Who is Him? Allah. So do you know how a criminal meets the master, how the person who commits wrong meets the master? But Allah says, تَحِيَّتُهُمْ. تَحِيَّتُهُمْ. How will I, Allah says, meet the zakir? Allah says, I will receive you. I will host you. I will set out a reception for you. Imagine this, brothers. Read the Quran, understand it. Allah says, تَحِيَّتُهُمْ يَوْمَ يَلْقَوْنَهُ. I will host you, present you, and I will welcome you. Can we imagine Allah's welcoming to us? Allah's reception. For example, the king of a country is coming. The king of the biggest country. And there's a red carpet laid out. And there's a canopy and people run after him. Why? Because we need your money. We need your funds. That's our maqsad, isn't it? That we need to run up to that person and lay our arms and feet in front of that person because he's the king of the world or the biggest country. We need funds, we need money. Can you imagine when Allah Ta'ala lays a reception for us with the red carpets? What, imagine? And there'll be fakirs with torn clothes. And the people in the world said, oh, look at this madman. He's just doing dhikr all the time and deen. And they used to laugh at these people. But Allah will say on the day of judgment, salam. Tahiyyatuhum yawma yalqawnahu salam. وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ. Allah says, تَحِيَّتُهُمْ يَوْمَ يَلْقَهُنُ سَلَامْ. Allah says, look at the salam. Allah will say, peace. Peace, subhanAllah. What a message. تَحِيَّتُهُمْ يَوْمَ يَلْقَهُنُ سَلَامْ. Allah says that their salutation on the day when they shall meet Allah will be salam. Allahu Akbar. وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَرِيمًا. And beautiful point here. What Allah Ta'ala is saying. Beautiful. There will be a reception. Allah will host the reception. Allah will welcome the dhakireen on the day of judgment. And Allah will say, salam. Imagine when you do salam in the world with people and you feel good. And here Allah says, salam, peace. Can you imagine Allah, salam? You don't believe this? Are you like sitting there shaking your head in disbelief? But Allah's described it in such depth in the Quran. We should have so much belief that we know as much as our physical hand is in front of us. We should believe that this is going to happen. Do dhikr as much as you can, brothers, because this will happen. Everyone who's listening, run to dhikr, run to dhikr, love dhikr, do it every second. After such a great word, the foolish and crazy and mad is that person who doesn't do dhikr. Don't just put in your program, rather put every schedule of dhikr into your life within the detail. If you say, oh, I'll have this condition. If this condition is fulfilled, then I'll do dhikr. No, first I'll do dhikr, and then if I get time, then I'll do other things. Otherwise, we'll have to cry. Regret. وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says, وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَرِيمًا. Allah used a word here. وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ. And what I have prepared, and what Allah has prepared. Allah has given ajr now, reward. Reward. Allah's karam, His mercy, His ahsan, His favor, and we start to remember Him. But look at His karam now, mercy. I says, don't worry, don't worry. You've not just done my dhikr, but this is my karam. That a person, for example, a worker, laborer, he works in the world, he gets paid his daily crust. And how Allah loves His dhikr. Allah says, no, this is due upon me. Ah, imagine Allah saying, it's due upon me that you did dhikr, so the due was, it was due for you in every way. I was going to give it to you, Allah says, because you worked. And Allah says, وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا. Allah hasn't said here, أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. No. Allah could have said, أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا here. But Allah says, no, أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا, which is massive, massive, big. But Allah Ta'ala has gone beyond that. Allah has used a more beautiful word than that. What Allah said here? أَجْرًا كَرِيمًا. There's a different azima and kareema. There's a big difference. Allah could have said, أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا, great, big, massive. Because azim is amazing, a lot. But here Allah Ta'ala said, أَجْرًا كَرِيمًا. That وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَرِيمًا. I'll give you such a word that there'll be kareem in my world. It will be big. It will be azima anyway. But what is kareema? Allah says, I've prepared for them a goodly recompense. A great, great, like a, with full of my love. Allah says, there's a big feast. And everyone's called and there's people eating the feast. And one is the feast of love. You know, someone makes food for you with their hands. Someone makes halwa. Hazrat, I made this with my own hands for you. So it's not just food. They've made it out of love. Oh, Hazrat, I went and bought this from the shop, That's azim. That's a big reward. So azima is going to the shop and buying the cake for somebody. But one is making it with your own hands. That's kareema. That's beyond. So it's one of, Haji sahab, I like you. I did this and I gave you this gift. Oh, I came from there and I bought this for you. You're bringing it from a big place. and a great reward. But you say, Hazrat, with my hands I've knitted this jumper for you. Aha! With my hands I've made this kameez for you. Is there not a difference in this? In both the kameez he bought from the shop, and for example, the pocket, but the person who's knitted it or manufactured it, but it will be defective. But that love will be showing, and the thing that's made with the hands is embraced by the person who's given the gift, and you'll put the stuff from the shop at the back. I tell you this from the experience of the believer, because it's not adhima, it's kareema. Allah says, I'm only give you adhima, I'll go beyond that. Adhima is for everybody, but for you, oh my dhakir, is kareema, ajran kareema, because it's full of my love. Because me and you, my dhakir, Allah says, me and you, we are close to each other. We're really near to each other. And mine and your relationship is full of love. Because you loved me and did my dhikr. And so I gave you my love and forgiveness and rahima and kareema. So you started my remembrance due to love. And you loved me and you did such an action. And this action was full of muhabbat. And the background to it was muhabbat. So Allah says, whatever you get in paradise, what will be inside, intrinsic will be Allah Ta'ala's love, muhabbat. Allah says, you'll see my love, kareema. And what will be the conclusion of this? Subhanallah. So my brothers, this is Quran. Direct Quran. Literal Quran. If only the ummah was to understand today. If only if we'd be saved from destruction, we'd have peace in our lives, in our hearts. There'd be rahmah. When you hear words like this, when you hear the lesson from the Quran for amal, then we should run. We should bring our children, our wife, our husband, our relatives. Leave everything. It's dhikr now. Dhikr is enough for us. We don't need anything else. Isn't this the case? Why? Because the world is busy and temporary materialistic gain. Before the world, where are you going? Oh, I'm just going. Everything was slow. Now we're going working here, busy, meeting, discussion. Everyone's running around fast, fast, fast. Namaz, jamaat, here, there, quick, no time, can't even breathe. Before life wasn't like this decades ago. Oh, what are you doing? I'm sitting there, hookah. Okay, well, let's do it tomorrow. Everything was slow. Now it's temporary. Materialistic world. Running around every second. Profit, profit. Pounds, pounds. Money, money. So in this dunya, for this lifestyle, the busy lifestyle, Allah has given dhikr. That do my dhikr. It will bring beautiful satisfaction to your lives. Run to Allah Ta'ala's dhikr. Allah says, وَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Run. Why? Allah says, run. Because before, behind you is your death. Your death's running after you. Death's running after you. So Allah says, you know when a dog is running after you, you run away from the dog, isn't it? So Allah says, run, run. Quickly run to Allah. Allah will save you. Who's behind you? Death. Death is running after you. He's running. He's sprinting. Allah says, run, run, run. He's right behind you. He's about to touch your shirt. He's about to grab your neck. So if Allah says, run, 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 obviously there's something running behind us, isn't it? Allah says, run away from it. Death's running. He's grabbing you. He's grabbing you. He's grabbing you. Where should we go, Allah? Allah says, go to the person who will save you. Firru ila Allah. Run into Allah's Sharia, into His Sunnah. You'll be saved from death. From the bad death. Run into Allah's ahkams, Allah's orders. Bring the Sunnah into your life. Bring into the boundary, into the circle of the sunnah. Maut will never be able to spoil you. Because Allah says, my good news is with you. The rewards is with you, are with you. And you'll be amazed that I was wasting my time in the world. I was spending my time in waste. I didn't even know that maut was going to bring this. I could have died a very bad death. But should we do dhikr or not now, brothers? Do we understand? So you're going to come dhikr tomorrow morning? Or is this my speech and then we forget about it? Show some practical example, isn't it? That the further you come away from in the morning for dhikr, remember, Allah will say that this person has understood my message of the Quran today. At least come once in the week. At least once. At least fulfill Allah's haq. Don't say, oh, it's too far. You have to go to work or something. You come from far, isn't it? We'll travel hundreds of miles. So we need to fulfill the haq, the rights of this verse. That after Fajr, in our majlis of dhikr, we should be attending. Allah will say, ah, this man, he has fulfilled my rights. He heard the words of the Quran. It entered into his heart. And straight away he wrote, we've written that wajib, compulsory is Jannah on this person. Wajib. Allah has made us hear the Quran. I didn't write to you. I'm not just sat and read to you a storybook, fiction, jackanory. This is Quran. Allah has favored us. And the haq of Allah's Quran is that tomorrow, after Fajr, after that, every person should be sat and gathered in the dhikr gathering. We read Eid Salah once, isn't it? Ramadan comes once, Eid al-Fitr. So at least come once so that you fulfill the haq of Allah Ta'ala's dhikr in your life. And maybe due to the rahmah and mercy of Allah, Allah will allow His rahmah to come to passion that you heard my Quran, so many rewards, and your heart has opened up, and now you've come running to my dhikr and I'll forgive you. And Allah said, with happiness, go, I've forgiven you, I've forgiven you. And that's when we realize that we are here. Otherwise, you'll just be people who heard the speech in one ear and went out the other ear and you didn't learn nothing. And the previous dhikr, it has not benefited us. So will we come? Inshallah. Why, brother? Those people who have come from far, you all going to come? All of you come. Sayyidina Imran, Allah has given you cars and lives and health and energy. What difference will it make you if you travel a little bit? Make a day, Jummah, Friday morning, and it's a posh day. The best day, it's Eid of the week. Jummah, Thursday night is Eid. This is Laylatul Qadr, we are speaking. This is the reward. The rewards are descending from the heavens. Yes, this verse, so many rewards. And today I've heard so many rewards from this verse that I never heard today. But many times before I will have mentioned this verse. This is my favorite verse, to be honest. My favorite verse of the Quran. Because in the first bayan of Hazrat Sahab, I heard this verse and it came into my heart. And I never forget this. Hazrat Sahab was reciting this and we were listening. And the candle was lit. It was night time. You understand the oil lamp? The oil lamp. You have the oil, the fuel. And it was an oil burner. Hazrat Hujra. And it was cold. And it was dark. Straw mat. Dusty. All the dhakir was sitting. We did dhikr. Then Hazrat Sahab gave bayan. And the oil lamp is lit. And Hazrat Sahab was speaking slowly. The wali of his time, Ghaus Qutb, was speaking from his blessed statement. He was praising the dhikr of Allah. Imagine the scene. Imagine. So this descended into my heart. And I never forget this verse. Many times I recite this. But always when I recite this verse, a new meaning comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A new meaning. These words have never come to my mind, to my heart. I've never discussed this, so very beneficial for me today. So anyway, brothers, my friends, we are weak. I am very weak. MashaAllah, you are good people. We should do dhikr. We should have love for dhikr. And we don't have enough strength to do big deeds, big actions. All the amal are great in the life, but we don't have the strength, the time. I can't become a hafiz, can I? Which madrasa will I go and learn knowledge? Alim, scholar, great thing. Imagine, to attain ilm is a great feat, a great achievement. The alim has a great maqam, great status. So I'm at the back. I'm not an alim, I'm not a hafiz, I've lost the opportunity. I'm not a hafiz. Alims will be running into paradise. MashaAllah, they'll be sitting on the buraq with white clothes. They'll have the taj, the throne on their heads. And they'll have the taj. And they'll say, Alim sahab, he was farig from this darulum. And he used to give khutbah in this masjid in the world. On Jummah, he used to give speeches. There'll be lines of alims and Jannah doors will be open for the alims. That ilm, qala Rasulullah. And we'll be standing there at the back, just like this, with nothing. And I'll say, no. Okay, we'll forgive you as well. Because you are the dhakir, you go as well. So at least we can do this, can't we? Do dhikr. Then otherwise we'll be regretting, sweating. Alims, the hafiz will be going into paradise. The qaris will learn qirat of Quran. And the shaykhul hadith, the muhaddiseen will learn hadith. And they'll all be going to paradise. And we'll be stood at the back. You, mashallah, you'll be good. But I'll be an empty box. I won't have nothing to my name. No knowledge, no Quran, nothing. Standing at the back. I'll have nothing. Empty. Look at this. So what will be our hal? Our situation? No money will be useful to me and we'll be looking at our faces. Oh, look at that brother. He's on that transportation to paradise. Here's Darul Quran. Mulana sahab, he's going to paradise. This sister, she did this, she's going to paradise. Oh, he used to lead Jummah. Oh, he's the Mulana sahab of Masjid Zakariya. He's going. And the angels will be with him. And we'll be standing there with our heads drooped. This is the Mulana. He used to lead the Salah. And he used to know Quran. And look, his libas is different. The libas of Jannah. And Noor will be on his face. And this woman, who are these sisters? These are his wives from the world. They're going with him. And the hoors of Jannah. And you, me, standing at the back. What will I do at that time? So if I did dhikr in the world, then look at the rewards I'm being told here now. So we're still wasting time. Okay, I can't become an alim today. Okay, we go to places and it's told in the bayans, if you become an alim, you have knowledge and you'll get this. So what are we doing? We sit in majlis and Quran, Hafiz Quran gets this reward, X, Y, Z. The Hafiz will go into paradise, he'll go into paradise like this, she will go into paradise like this. The reward for the family, and we're sitting there empty-handed, nothing. Then the praise, this is Shaykhul Hadith, and he's got the reward, and we don't have Shaykhul Hadith. I'm not. So, but today Allah's praise, that amal dhikr, that me and you can do this. We were able to do this. Can't we do this? If we don't even do dhikr, then we are useless. Useless, bone idol. So at least take the tasbih and do dhikr, minimum level. Take this amal, take this action, take the dhikr of Allah, and all the rewards Allah will give to us as well. And we'll be successful as well, and we'll be riding on the transport into paradise as well. Inshallah. So should we do dhikr or not? Yes. Think, I have nothing else to my name. Dunya, I've wasted time. Wasted time, and I'll have nothing else to my name in the Day of Judgment. Take all of dhikr, grab it. So at least we've got something to show in the Day of Judgment, that there's something in this empty box. And look at the rewards it will invite. May Allah give us all the tawfiq. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.